Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Once again, you are welcome in Jesus' name. I'm not here tonight to teach or preach. I'm here to lead us to do a very special assignment that God requires of us most times, and we don't even do that. Please join me before I do this assignment, or before I lead us to do this assignment, as we read from the book of Acts, chapter 16. Turn your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 16. We're trusting the Lord for divine visitation tonight. And I want to tell you again that the Lord will reach out to you where you are in your homes in Jesus' name. Acts, chapter 16, verses 16 to 34. I want to read very, very fast. Please join me. I know you have the exhortation outline with you. Please join me. Acts 16, verse 16 to 35. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her. When our owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrate and said, "These men are Jews and are overthrowing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Say suddenly. There was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaking. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chain came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew the sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tonight, I am believing God to give us, or someone watching us, listening to us tonight, a midnight hour miracle. A midnight hour miracle. Now, we want to look at the benefits of singing praise to God through the lockdown period. Benefits of singing praise to God through the lockdown period. The passage before us is a perfect example of individuals who refuse to lose hope, who refuse to be depressed, give up, or give in their lockdown period. Paul and Silas suddenly find themselves in a period of lock-in and lockdown after faithfully doing the work of ministry. If you look at verses 16 to 18, these people were going to the place of prayer. They were going to the place of prayer. And something happened. They couldn't go to the place of prayer again. And I see many of us, we are at home today. We used to come to the place of prayer. Some of us come for afternoon prayer encounter. Some of us come for service on Wednesday. Some of us come for service on Sunday. You go out to the place of prayer, but something happened that has kept you indoor. You couldn't go again. Paul and Silas, one day they were going for the place of prayer, and they met this slave girl who was trying to distract them. Somebody preached a sermon one day, said the truth in the mouth of a liar. Said this girl was telling them, these are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to God. She was saying the right thing, but the spirit in her is that of the evil spirit that was trying to distract Paul and Silas from doing the assignment God has called them to do. And of course, Paul commanded the spirit to come out of her, and she was delivered. It was not the girl that was angry now, the owners. Those who have seen her as a money-making machine, they couldn't get their money again, so they were after Paul and Silas. So they were landed in prison, and they landed in prison. They were severely flogged and thrown into the prison. That's what verse 23 says. The jailer kept them in the inner cell and clamped their feet in the stocks. So they were practically on lockdown. They were not on lockdown because of COVID-19. They were locked down for doing the work of God. Just as some of us are locked down at home today. But I want to tell you, a miracle is about to happen. I say a miracle is about to happen to you. But instead of these people to be complaining and weeping and crying or to be afraid, Paul and Silas engaged the supernatural. About midnight, Paul and Silas decided to allow God into their lockdown period. Bible said they were praying and they were singing hymns to God. I'm very, very sure the kind of prayer they were praying, not for the jailer to die, not for everyone to be destroyed around them. I'm very sure maybe they were praying a prayer of thanksgiving unto God, a prayer of praise. And Bible said they were singing hymns. One of the Greek words for singing is umneho. Umneho, from where we get the word hymn. It's an expression of singing the praise of God. It's an example of singing Paschal hymns, as we have Psalm 113 to 118, or songs of praise directed to God and not to humans or to any other object. I have seen people in the place that they trying to say that they are singing praise worship. They are giving more prominence to the devil more than God. They mention the name of the devil more than they mention the name of God. Have you heard people singing and talking, Satan come out for road, I carry Holy Ghost, I don't get break, you know the song? We give prominence to the enemy. We give prominence to Satan. But when we're talking about the hymn, the kind of song they were singing here, were songs that were directed to God, focused on God. Some motivational speakers have suggested many brilliant ways to maximize this lockdown period and make things work to our advantage. I've had people say, oh, this is a period you have to look for online courses, study online, very beautiful. Oh, this is a period where you have to think about, okay, learn something that you don't know before, because there will be opportunities after the lockdown period. Beautiful, many wonderful things. But I want to suggest one biblical way for every believer to spend quality time in God-focused worship. A lifestyle of praise. A lifestyle of praise significantly made David to survive his lockdown period in the wilderness. When King Saul was after his life, as recorded in many chapters in the book of Psalm, today, study the word of God during this lockdown period. Give thanks unto God. Praise and exalt God in the midst of this lockdown and COVID-19. And as we continue to do this, the supernatural will begin to happen. I said the supernatural will begin to happen to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to list 7 benefits of singing praise, as we can see from this passage, before we engage God in this time of praise. Number 1, When you begin to sing God-focused praise, the atmosphere will shift. Somebody say, atmosphere will shift. Say, atmosphere will shift. Can you see now verse 26? That suddenly, when they started singing, there was a violent earthquake. When we praise God, suddenly things will begin to happen, both in the spiritual and physical realms. The devil can't dwell in the atmosphere of praise offered by genuine children of God. And that's why Psalm 23 verse 3 says, God inhabits the praises of his people. In 2 Chronicles 20, from verse 20 to 22, we hear about the gang up of Moabites, the Ammonites, and Munites against Jehoshaphat. He didn't know what to do, but God led him to choose people that would sing. And if you look at it from verse 20, of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 20, the Bible says, as they began to sing. Hello, by the way, you know we're in the year 2020. This is the year you begin to use what the instrument that Jehoshaphat used. From verse 20, he called them together. But when in verse 20, he said, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moabite. And if you look, read down, said they helped to destroy one another. Jehoshaphat didn't have to fight. When the children of Israel began to sing, the atmosphere shifted. I know the atmosphere is going to shift on somebody's behalf tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. That is the difference between what happened to Peter in Acts chapter 12 and then what we have seen in the life of Paul in Acts chapter 16. In Acts chapter 12, Peter was in prison. He was also chained down. He was also locked down. The Bible said the church was praying for him. But you know, Peter was sleeping. Hello? This is not the time to continue to sleep. Engage what Paul did. He started praising God. You know, somebody was preaching one day. He said, it is good to pray, but know when to shift from prayer to praise. He said, even in the Bible, when people were praying, God sent angels. Yeah, he only sent angels to go and deliver Peter. But when Paul began to praise with Sala, began to praise, he came down himself and manifested his glory. Hallelujah. Learn to engage praise to God. So we see the atmosphere shift. I declare the atmosphere will shift on your behalf tonight in the name of Jesus. Saturate the atmosphere of your house, where you live, instead of weeping, instead of crying, instead of mourning, instead of being depressed. Saturate the atmosphere with praise, and the atmosphere will begin to shift. The atmosphere will begin to shift. There was a time I was very sick. I've shared the testimony before, and the devil was telling me I was going to die. I was not even around my family. So he said, before they hear about you, they will know that you have died. And the Holy Spirit said to me, I should begin to sing. And I started worshiping God in the spirit. And the atmosphere shifted. And the spirit of death left the house. Today, the spirit of death will leave your house in Jesus' name. Second benefit, foundational issues are addressed when we praise God. The Bible tells me that suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Today, the foundation of that problem will shake in the name of Jesus. Yeah. The foundation of COVID-19 all over the world will crumble in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Number three, benefit of praise, open doors. Somebody say open doors. There shall be open doors for you. They will say all the prison doors were open, not one. All the prison doors. And I see God opening doors. I see God opening doors. There will be both exit and entry doors that will be open tonight. It will open for you to come out. And as you are preparing, even after COVID-19, you are entering to another door. There will be great doors that will be open unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. I see deliverance and breakthrough, number 4, verse 26 again. The Bible says, everyone's chain came loose. Did you hear that? Everyone. You are included in that tonight. You will not be an exemption. Everyone's chain came loose. Tonight, you will not be exempted. Your own chain will break down to you in the name of Jesus. I see divine honor from verses 27 to 29. Can you imagine? Those who are beating them, flogging them. When it got to verse 29, the Bible says they came. After the miracle happened, the jailer came. He called for light. He was calling for light. He didn't know that the light of life was inside the prison already. The light of life was already there to deliver his children who are ready to come out. He called for light and then he trembled before Paul and Silas. And later on, he used the word, sir, the Lord will divinely honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus. It will be a moment of divine exchange. According to Isaiah 61 verse 3, God will bestow upon us the crown of beauty for ashes, oil of joy instead of mourning, garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. And I see divine freedom. You know all the while they were still inside the prison. But the Bible says in verse 30 that he then brought them out. You are coming out in Jesus' name. As you engage the power of praise, God-focused praise, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. He brought them out. In fact, I want to say that God brought them out because the jailer had no option again. God brought them out. And number 7, the last one, undeniable testimonies. God will give you undeniable testimonies throughout this lockdown period. In the mighty name of Jesus, God gave them testimony. After this lockdown period, there will be undeniable testimonies of deliverance. There will be undeniable testimony of breakthrough. There will be undeniable testimony of healings. And by the way, there will be undeniable testimonies of salvation. Salvation because I believe so many people will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior after this COVID-19. Because the power of God will reign all over the world. And people will come like this and say, "Hey, if God can do this, what must I do to be saved?" So be ready for the harvest coming very soon as you praise God. Because this kind of praise that Paul and Silas gave was the kind of praise that witnessed to people all around them. By the grace of God, you are coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we have been going through the lockdown period. In the wisdom of health professionals, the state and the federal government, this is to curtail the spread of COVID-19. But we thank God, it is locked down and not locked out. For thousands have died as a result of this pandemic. We have to thank God and praise God. See, it is locked down, you are not locked out. Those who have been locked out, they are no longer alive, but you are still alive. And because you are alive, you are going to rise again. But we have to pray God in line with 2 Chronicles 4, 8-9 tonight. In Message Translation, it says, "We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we are not demoralized. We are not sure of what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken." You've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. You've been hard-pressed, but you are not broken. Somewhere tonight, there's reason for you to praise God. Let the praise begin. Let the praise begin. Tell your neighbor, let the praise begin. Tell your family member and those who are around you, let the praise begin. Shout, let the praise begin. Whatever you are, I want you to pick your instrument of praise around you. Pick your instrument of praise. You have your tambourine. You have your tambourine. You have your shekere. You have any instrument of praise. Praise God. Praise God. God is about to do that midnight hour miracle. He's about to do that midnight hour miracle. God is about to shift the atmosphere. The atmosphere is about to shift. The atmosphere is about to shift. Put those instruments together and praise God. Hallelujah.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook at Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.